Firth arrived at the Herald early on Tuesday morning and found Debbie already there.
Morning, Debbie.
May be good for some people.
Are you not still feeling rotten, are you? I'm much better today.
Great.
It's amazing what a decent night's rest will do. My ankle's gone down quite a bit. Do you sleep well?
No, I didn't.
Oh, dear. Why not? Can't have been my snoring this time.
I have things on my mind.
Oh, what sort of things?
Like where I'm going to live from now on.
What?
I've been chucked out me digs.
Oh, no.
I had a flaming row with the landlord last night.
Well, he can't throw you out without giving proper notice.
No, he offered me 2 months, but I told him where to shove that.
Is that wise?
Well, maybe not, but it's done. Look, don't start preaching at me, Dickon, for God's sake.
No, I wasn't going to. Was it because of the other night? Drain pipe and everything?
Oh, we used that. And my continual noise. And the state of me dustbin. But this, that was the real reason.
The baby?
Yeah, and the reputation it might give the house.
Oh.
I should have stood me ground, let him take me to court and blow the veiled threats. But I suddenly saw red. Anyway, I was so tired, I couldn't think straight.
Well, you haven't got to move out today.
I already have. My stuff's in the cloakroom downstairs.
Oh. Well, only one thing for it, then, isn't there? You'll have to stay with me.
No, Dick, and I'm not going to impose on you, and that's that.
What will you do, then?
Go to the council, the owner's unit or whatever. It's their job to find me somewhere.
You can't do that.
Watch me. Get lost, will you, Dick? And I'm trying to get ahead with some work so I can take time off later.
At least let me go along there with you.
What? In case I get set on by all the meth drinkers and drop out?
Oh, don't be so stupid.
Look, I'm quite capable of taking myself down there, thanks.
I know
and
you are.
And stop looking at me like that.
Like what?
As if I was a boat person or something. I don't want your sympathy.
All right. Be like that. I give up.
Come on into the study, Cliff.
Oh, so this is where it all happens, isn't it?
Where it would happen if you ever got a chance to settle down free from interruption. Well, that's one of the penalties of being editor of the Herald. People think it gives them carte blanche to ring at all hours of the day and night.
But he's working on a new novel now, is he?
Trying to.
Oh, well, what's it about?
I don't know. He won't discuss it yet. But if all these books on children and crime are anything to go
by... Well, it's another thriller, then, is it?
I reckon so.
Yeah, he's got a fair number of books, hasn't he? I reckon Shirley was doing pretty well with all that OU reading.
And that's why I thought a few more shelves wouldn't come amiss. I mean, look at that pile of paperback.
Where exactly do you want the shelves, now, Clara? In this alcove?
Yes.
How many shelves were you thinking of?
About 6.
And what kind of wood? Pine?
Oh, I'd better leave that to you. It depends on the price.
Well, I tell you, I'll measure up. I'll go down to the timber merchants and see what's most reasonable.
When do you start your course, Cliff?
Oh, it won't be for a few months yet. There's a waiting list, you see.
I think it's marvellous the way you and Shirley are coping. Launching into new things.
Well, there comes a time when you've got to take a look at your life and ask yourself if you're going in the right direction. What is the point of flogging yourself to death in some soul-destroying job that gets in the way of what you really want to do?
I sometimes feel that's what Mike's doing, you know.
Oh, but he enjoys his work at the Herald, doesn't he?
Oh, yes, yes, up to a point. But I think most writers would really prefer to be doing their own original work. He used to be able to combine both, but lately, it's been one thing after another.
Well, if this one's a bestseller, he can chuck it all in and retire to some tax haven, huh?
It'd need to be a bestseller with all our commitments.
Yeah, well, I suppose Shirley and I are lucky there. We've no one to consider but ourselves. If you call that lucky.
What do you mean you can't help me?
Sorry, love, but you don't come under our jurisdiction.
This is the homeless unit, isn't it?
Homeless families unit. We can't cater for single people.
But I won't be single much longer. I'm expecting a baby in 5 months' time.
That will alter your position, of course.
Dead right it will.
Then we'd have to find you accommodation.
So what do I do in the meantime? Camp outside?
If I were you, I'd go straight back to your room. Hope they haven't changed the lock yet.
I don't think I'm getting through to you. I walked out of there this morning.
Exactly. You'd be much better advised to stick it out. Let the landlord take you to court if he wants. It might just be a threat.
It wasn't.
Okay. So the worst happens. You lose the case and you're out on the streets. Then we'd have to do something. As it stands, you've made yourself what we call intentionally homeless. So there's nothing we can do.
Now I've heard the lot.
I'm sorry. Believe me, I sympathise. But if we took on everyone who walked out their digs on impulse, we'd be opening the floodgates. We have to draw the line somewhere.
Yeah, well, maybe, but I'm expecting...
There's enough bad feeling already from the people who've been on the housing list for years. There just aren't the places available. As it is, we're having to pay out for hotel accommodation for some families.
All right. All right. So what am I meant to do?
Go back to your landlord, as I suggest, and apologise.
No, thank you.
Give yourself time to look around.
No, I can't go back there. I can't.
What about your parents?
I've lost touch with them.
Have you any other relatives?
Not one who'd lift a finger to help, no.
Friends, then?
Well, there's only two people I might loosely call friends. And one lives in a squat right round the corner from the guy who's responsible for my condition.
Hmm.
And he's also happily married, dammit.
That doesn't sound ideal.
Yeah. And the other, he only has a small flat, and anyway, I've sponged off him enough already. Besides, we're not on speaking terms right now.
It doesn't sound very helpful, does it? You'd better try the landlord.
I didn't come here for a lecture on what to do.
If there was anything I could do for you, I would, believe me. But it's not only a question of rules, even. It's a question of too many people and too little room.
You're with you in a tick.
It's all right. It's only me. And me little bundle of joy.
Hello, Carol. Hello, moonshine. Hello. Oh, honestly, Carol, I don't know what made you go in for a name like that.
It's great. It's poetic.
Well, I suppose she can always disown you for it later. She coming on.
Not bad, is she? She costs a fortune. God knows how I'll make out looking after her. She's worth it, though.
Yeah. Mum would love to have seen how she's grown.
I wondered if you'd like an hand. I saw you were on your own.
Oh, can you spare the time?
Time we're not short of.
Oh, you'd be grateful, Carol. There's a whole load of stock needs checking, and I can't do that and mind the shop.
Come on then, Moonshine. Let's get stuck in.
I was going to leave it for Cliff, but he's out on a carpentry job.
Aye, Ramesh Patel's taking over the shop.
Well, with a cousin of his, yes. But it'll be some time before Mum's estate can be wound up and we can go on with the sale.
You know, I still can't believe she's dead. Every time I come in, I expect to see her smiling face behind the counter.
Yeah, that's what everyone says. Oh, excuse me. Well, there better be the wholesalers about our stationery order. It's in a real mess up this month. Hello, Turners?
Is that Mrs. Millerstalder I'm speaking to?
Yes, who's that?
Mr. Thurston.
I'm sorry, I...
Ted Thurston from Essex, Ken's father.
Oh, yes, of course. I'm sorry, Mr. Thurston. How are you?
I'm all right. I was ringing to find out how she was.
Pardon?
Your mother. It's a month now since she telephoned. Been gadding off to Spain, have she?
No.
Ah, well. Doubtless she's found better things to do with her time than to talk to me.
Mr. Thurston, I'm afraid I've some bad news. Mum passed away at the end of August. Yes, it was a heart attack. She didn't suffer. Hello? Mr. Thurston? We put it in the Telegraph.
I don't take the Telegraph. Don't take no newspapers.
I should have written. I didn't realise that you and she were still in touch.
Every week she'd ring me. Just for a chat. Every week since Ken died.
I see. I didn't know, you see. She never said anything.
Ah, no, she wouldn't. I don't know how we'd have got through them first months without her calls. She were a rare woman.
Yes, she was.
Well, there's nothing more to be said then, is there? Except to offer my condolences to you and her husband.
Thank you.
I'm sorry to trouble you.
Mr. Thurston, I'd like us to keep in touch. Well, I think Mum would have liked it too.
All right.
If you're ever up this way...
Oh, wild horses would never drag me up to London.
Well, perhaps we could come down and see you one weekend.
Cast folk will always be welcome.
Well, I'll give you a ring sometime then.
The autumn colours are beautiful this year.
Sometime soon. Goodbye, Mr. Thurston.
No, it was someone Mum knew.
He hadn't heard about her death. His son was killed in a road accident about a year ago. You know, she'd been phoning him every week ever since.
She was kind like that, wasn't she?
Yeah. It's only when someone's gone you really find out what they were like.
Here, watch it with that timber, mate. You nearly had me bleeding eye out.
Oh, sorry, darling. Oh, Debbie. Hello.
Well, if it isn't the famous Cliff Edwards.
I thought it was Burnham Wood come to Belsize Park.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. I didn't see you.
Bad luck.
Huh?
Well, if you had, you could have shot up a side street or dodged into a shop like you did the last time.
I did not.
Not much. I saw you in the High Street the other day. Nearly got run over, didn't you, trying to avoid me?
If that's what you want to think, yeah. How are you, anyway?
He asked, studiously avoiding her waistline.
Look, can I even ask you how you are?
How very kind of you to inquire. I'm fine, thanks. Couldn't be better.
Look, stop it, will
you? Apart from the fact that I've lost my flat.
Huh?
I've just come from the owner's family's place.
And, did they fix you up with something?
Nah. Bloke just made sympathetic noises.
Oh.
Yeah, just like that.
Look, I gotta dump this lot and get back home.
Oh, don't let me keep you, please. Nice you've got a home to go back to.
It isn't that I'm not interested.
I'm
or concerned.
I can see that. It's written in neon lights all over your face.
Well, you can't have it always, darling. You've turned down my help before and told me to keep my nose out of it. So what do you expect from me?
Nothing.
Have you got somewhere to stay for the time being, then? Did you find the place?
Oh, yeah, no problem there.
Oh, that's all right, then. Goodbye then, Debbie.
Why doesn't the ground swallow that so-and-so up?
So I just thought, George, that there might be, I don't know, some little thing of Mum's we could give to Tessa.
Mm-hmm.
And we could just take it down there one weekend.
That's a very nice idea, Shirley. Yes, we'll put our heads together. It's Kath all over. No, she never said anything to me either about the phone calls.
Mm. I got the impression they'd become a bit of a lifeline for old Ted.
Then you're right. We must keep up the good work.
Oh, and Ernie Summers rang, too,
oh, yes.
About the Spanish villa business. He said his friend was anxious to know if you still wanted to buy up his fortnight.
Oh, yes. It's very rude of me not to have been in touch with him before.
Well, I said he'd ring back, because I didn't know what to say, really. We haven't discussed it.
No.
Presumably you wanted to get it now.
No. No, I'd like to go ahead. I think Kath would have wanted me to. Fortnight in Spain every September. Even if I don't go myself, I'm sure you and Cliff could make use of it.
Well, it'd be a change from Wales, certainly. Actually, I'd love to go.
Then again, I could always let it through the company. I gather that pays extremely well. All in all, I think these co-ownership schemes are a very sound investment.
There's Cliff back. Sounds like he's chatting Carol up. Lunch will be ready in a tick, George.
All right, I'll go and wash my hands.
Okay.
Then.
Oh, hello, Cheryl.
You're just in time.
Hey, put that saucepan down.
What?
And come here.
Oh, no, kid. Not now.
Come on. I only want to give you a hug. Oh, that's better.
What's the matter?
Oh, nothing.
Why is there?
Not anymore, there isn't.
You've seen Debbie, haven't you?
How did you know?
Need you ask?
Yeah, well, I bumped into her when I was coming back from the timber yard.
How was she?
Yeah, she's gone and got herself thrown out of her room, silly cow.
Oh, Cliff, that's not very nice.
Well, surely I don't want to know about her and her problems.
My God, how selfish can you be?
What do you want? Do you think I should have brought her back to stay with us?
Don't be daft, but you could have shown some sympathy.
Well, I don't feel very sympathetic towards her. That girl just brings everything on herself.
But she's pregnant, Cliff.
Well, she's got somewhere else to live for the time being.
You sure?
Well, she told me.
Where?
I didn't ask. I just got away as soon as I could.
Well, I hope she's all right. It can't be much fun having no home when you're 4 months pregnant. You're beginning to show by now.
Oh, do I know? I knew this would happen if I told you. I knew you'd start on about
it. I can't help it. I feel involved.
Well, I don't, and I never have. The only person I'm involved with is you. Anne, old George. Yeah, of course. How are you?
Hello, Cliff. As Shirley told you, I decided to go ahead and purchase that share in the Spanish villa. Thought it'd be a good investment for the family.
Hey, great, George. I'm all for keeping things in the family. And to hell with everybody else. ¶¶